Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show? Download the podcast now.
Hey, freaks, thanks for joining us on the pod. Please rate and share and follow the podcast, and we'd much appreciate that. You can always reach out to us on the socials, mix1079.com. You can check out, too, but got the Charlotte Morning Mix socials, the Ramona Holloway socials, the Matt Harris socials, so let's begin.
In the real world, I am very proud to say that I am a cautious driver.
We always knew that, didn't we?
But I own it even more now after spending the last 7 days riding with my cousin, Eric.
Oh, he's probably good.
With his Hemi.
Ah, so he likes to crank it up.
Now,
and he's a car guy.
I know some of you people swear by Waze. I enjoy using Waze when I don't know where I'm going, but I know some of you people.
I put it on all the
Waze time. Yes, you use it all the time. I understand. Because you also get traffic update information.
And, yeah.
You know,
and I get distracted.
I know it helps you with your ADD.
Right. Keeps me on
However,
target.
However, there are some things that locals can tell you that Waze won't tell you. Because Waze will tell you that the fastest way to my house is also the most scenic way. And that's very true. However, there's no way to put in, I want the long way to Ramona's house. So it's always going to take you up a curvy Cramerton road.
Yeah, but it's the quickest, right? Don't you want the quickest?
However,
it gives you alternate routes.
However, yes, this is the quickest. There is a one-lane bridge that one must cross under. And then one must wind up a mountain with people on bikes and deer and golf carts and curves that anyone in the area will tell you must be respected. Like on some roads, there is a speed limit that is a suggestion. 65, I'll go 75. When these curves tell you to go 20, you don't go 40.
Right.
And
right,
I found myself in the car with my cousin, like, ready to poop myself.
He's just out of control?
It was horrifying. It was so bad. And you know I already have anxiety. It was so bad that I found myself racing his wife to get to the back seat.
Oh, because you didn't want to...
But
the back seat's worse. You can get sick in the back seat.
Nope. I feel like I can zone out.
Oh, yeah?
In the back seat. In the front seat, as the front seat passenger, I feel like you have a responsibility to support the driver.
No, you don't.
If you want to live,
I know,
if you want to live.
You'll be like, hey, slow it down, buddy.
I love him dearly. This might make him very angry. He's got a year to get over it before he comes back for the next Bay Haven Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah.
Because I am not riding with you next time, sir.
He has no violations, no accidents in his life.
Listen, you know how Holloways get into various verbal skirmishes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a verbal skirmish because I tried to tell him where he should park in Southend, and he knew where he should park.
Even though he's never been there or whatever, not from there.
It didn't matter how far he had to walk.
All right, that's good.
He didn't care. Just don't tell him where to park.
Uh-huh. Verbal skirmish.
But there are people who live in a place locally that have some information that you might not see on Waze or a sign.
I trust him.
Let him help you. You know what? No. No. I offer no
I'll
more
ride
help.
With Eric.
My anxiety is not up for sale.
Nope.
I shall Uber.
Why don't you drive him?
No. With him telling me how to drive.
Yeah. That's worse.
Come on.
I'm just retelling him a story I put on Facebook. I told earlier that I walked into the bank yesterday. Lights off. I really wasn't paying attention. I had, like, paperwork I was looking
to
at.
To the world.
To the world.
You really weren't paying attention to the world.
No.
Because
just kept walking and walking.
Indigenous Peoples Day. I even posted about it.
Yeah, but I didn't cross my mind.
And I posted about the banks that would be closed.
Oh, I mean, I knew that in my head, but I don't hardly ever go to the bank. So I walked in, and I walked right up to the ropes where you wait or whatever. And
uh-huh.
Then lights are off. I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, hello? And then I see the little sticker on the window that says closed in October or whatever it was. But it just immediately is like, oh, they're not open. But yet they are open. So I just hightailed it out of there because I didn't know what was going to happen next.
So what happened when you reported it?
I didn't report it. My buddy Andy said I should have called 911. I'm like, I'm not calling 911. It's not an
emergency. At least call some type of information number, like so the sheriff or the police can check it out.
Do you know the sheriff police number? I don't know the number.
Okay, then try 911.
But nothing, I mean, they'll figure it out. I figured when I walked in. Yeah, like when I walked in, I'm assuming somewhere the guy who was supposed to lock it up or the gal, their phone went,
they see you on your phone.
Yeah.
They're like, look at this ding dong.
Ding dong walking into a dark bank. Like nothing's happening.
And looking around like, where's everybody?
I do want that footage. Somebody said I should get the footage, but I'm like, I don't think they're proud of the fact that I just walked in. I went back later and I saw stickers on the door like, you know, UPS.
With your face on it?
Yes. There was like UPS and FedEx had tried to deliver packages. I assume they tried the door. I was going to try again, see if it was still open.
I have a feeling right now you are getting an FBI nickname.
Yeah.
You were very obviously casing the joint.
Right. Yeah, I didn't
figure
take
out
anything.
A way in.
Yep. I didn't even take a pen or something. I should have done something.
Taking a pen? You know those are chained down. Like, this idiot went in here, ripped off the
chain pen.
The chain pen. Yeah, now he's a fugitive. Over a chain pen.
Yeah, I didn't try the vault. Or they with a safety deposit box.
He's trying to get a South Carolina man hashtag going. I was next to Florida man.
I'm surprised I didn't wait in line for 5 minutes. What the hell's taking?
That does surprise me. Then get mad.
Yeah, then get mad. What is happening here? I get a message from the mortgage company who have the company through, and they're like, "Hey, you're 60 days." I'm like, 60 days behind, and I call them, and I'm looking at my bank account.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, "No, you've been taking money. There's money out of here." Mm-hmm. They're like, "No, it was kicked back for insufficient funds." I'm like, then who am I paying? Because the same name company, United Wholesale Mortgage, it's coming up that I've been paying you.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I'm like, no! Mm-hmm. I'm like, then let me just pay. No, you can't pay.
Mm-mm. No, they won't let you pay. And here's when... This is how we figured out we were going through the same thing, because yesterday you went to a closed bank, but the door happened to be open. So
I wandered around the bank.
You wandered around. You said, I don't even usually go to the bank, but I have this mortgage issue.
Yeah.
Same here. I'm going to the bank today because I thought it was me. It's like, I know that, you know, I've been grieving and changing jobs and moving. So maybe and I didn't send my address to the right people and it's coming. I'm trying to figure out all the ways that I messed up because now I've tried to pay twice.
They won't take your money.
They won't. They'll send it back. They'll say, you know, you'll get a message. This has been rejected by your bank. Like, what's the problem? Oh, the problem is now because I'm behind, I have to go to a bank to get a certified check, or I have to do it through Western Union
or all these other things.
And so I call. I'm like, listen, just tell, how can I pay you?
Nope.
All I'm trying to do is pay you. They don't want you to pay because now they're like, oh, if it's not done by this date, we can start moving into foreclosure. How can you move into foreclosure when I keep trying to pay you and you're sending me back the money to the place? Like, I am so upset.
I can see it.
I said, you know what? I'm going to pay the money, and on the other side, I'm hiring an attorney.
They say
it's supposed to be, it's like from the person who I got the original loan from. It's their new mortgage processing company. It just goes by three letters. And they said, well, would you like to speak to your relationship manager? This is obviously a toxic relationship because now you act like you want a foreclose on a home that I have the money to pay for that I've been trying to pay you for months.
I know.
And you just keep making me jump through another hoop so that you can try to take this property or just keep adding up fees. It doesn't make sense.
I couldn't even talk to a supervisor. She said, no, when you are insufficient funds, you don't get a supervisor. Look, but I'm not insufficient funds. Where's my money going? It's going to a company by the same name somewhere.
Like, I can prove to you I have the money in the bank.
And I paid. Someone took my money with the same company name. So I've been paying. Why are you saying I'm not paying? And how do I get? And
then I haven't said this in a very long time. This is some bull, Ronaldo. This is some straight bull.
And I have to have a statement.
And if it's happening to both of us, you know what's happening to other people.
And I have to have a statement, but I can't get a statement until the month ends, right? So October 16th will be the next time I can get a statement. So I said, can I just print off all my... Nope. It has to be a full statement No pages missing. But I don't get one until October 16th. What am I going to do until then?
And but they're going to come up with another hoop for you to jump through.
Like, I'm like, I can
see it.
So that
you can tack on more
feet. I'm looking. Let me take a picture and send it to you of my account. There's some money coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's fun. So thanks for joining us on the pod. As always, reach out to us on the socials, and we will talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix1079.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 1079.